Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, it's your host, Garrett Miller, and I'm accompanied tonight by the barking dogs. The dogs just wanted to go nuts about a minute before the show started, so if you hear a bunch of yapping in the background, something's going on outside of the studio here in Huntington Beach, and I'll either apologize for it, or we may have some fun along the way with the dogs. Maybe we can get them to sing and bark in harmony. I don't know. Anyway, it's Monday night. We are going to have a great show tonight. Mr. Soul Dancer, he's an author, motivator, and radio host, just like myself here on Blog Talk Radio. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments. He's the author of a book called Pay Me What I'm Worth. We're going to be talking about that, but he's got a ton of stuff that I want to talk to him about tonight. So this may be part one of a 90-part series that we do with Mr. Soul Dancer. And before we start digging into the meat of the show, I just need to give you a quick heads up on what's happening for the rest of the week. Tuesday, tomorrow night, we have a show at 4 p.m. Pacific. That's a little bit earlier, with guest Lisa Pini, so make sure to call in at 3:45 if you'd like to have your questions answered. Wednesday, we have our LGBT episode with Trucker Patty. She is a transgendered trucker. You'll know her from Sirius XM Out Hue as a very popular caller and also the star of a documentary that won multiple awards last year at many film festivals around the country. She'll be calling in on Wednesday to talk about trans issues for the month of June. Thursday, we have Mr. Mark DePena. He goes by the name of Dip. He's calling in from Sydney, Australia. We call him the poet who doesn't know it, but he recites poetry. We talk a little current events, what's going on in his neck of the world. That is Thursday. And then Friday, on the Friday Night Dance Party, we have Mr. Troy Maturo. We're going to be playing his album Infinity here on the show in hour number one, and then, of course, in hour two, it's listener requests. So stay tuned for all of those cool things that are coming up this week. Now, without any further ado, Mr. Soul Dancer joins the show. Soul, how are you today?
Aloha!
Aloha! So tell everybody where you're calling from so they can all be jealous right now.
Yeah! Well, what can I say? Some of us have to suffer for the rest of humanity. I'm doing my best.
Well, bless you for doing your best. But Soul, you're actually calling from your office space in Hawaii today.
Yes. Yes.
How fantastic is it to live and work in one of the most beautiful places in the world?
Well, the issue of the day is when you have everyone who wants to visit at the same time and you have only one extra spare guest bedroom. So you have to say, well, here's the deal. Either bring a futon or get used to the floor.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, and with the fantastic climate that you have, I have a feeling your guest room is booked up pretty much 49 to 51 weeks out of the year.
Almost. Thank God I have a couple other off sites that I can do. And actually, I'm getting most excited about in February, just a little heads up, February, I'm going to be doing my annual silent retreat. And I can't wait to tease one of our potential callers about how she's going to just love being on a silent retreat.
I can't wait to hear all about that. But before we dive into all of that, so this may be the first time many people are hearing your name and your voice. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and how you've come to be?
Oh, my gosh. I think your best bet is, if you're really curious, souldancer.org, S-O-U-L, dancer.org. I have probably more material out there about who I am and where I've come from and what I'm doing. And when you're sleep deprived and you need something to put you to sleep, that's the best place to go.
You're very humble.
A nutshell, I guess the best way to describe me is I'm on a mission to wake everyone up to their fullest sense of worth. And that's based on, I have a master's in social work, I'm a monk in three different orders, and I'm considered a shaman in four different traditions.
Now, what made you wake up, Soul, that you said, you know what, I'm going to go out and change humanity for the better?
I very vividly remember in my grade school, I went to a Catholic grade school, and at the very early age of 11, one of the nuns said something that just honestly did not make sense to me whatsoever. I don't remember what it was, but I just thought, you know, this whole Catholicism thing might be good for a lot of people, but I think there's something else out there. And within a week's time, I met one of the most profound teachers I've ever known in my life. Mm. And from there, it has been just a wild ride.
A wild ride in what aspect?
If you were to sit down my 16-year-old, and if I were to sit down with my 16-year-old, and I'd be telling my 16-year-old at the age of 54, which I'm now 54, turning 55, that I'm going to be known as a corporate shaman, that I will be talking about things like chakras and chi and energy and multiple fluidic space and corporate sci-fi and all the, what do they call that stuff in the corporate world, where that round 360 and basically I've blended the business world with the spiritual world, with the political world, with the social world. And if I told my 16-year-old I would be living and traveling to over 20-some countries, meeting people that I would never in my wildest dreams ever get to meet, my 16-year-old would say, Garrett, I think this 54-year-old either forgot to take pill, or I think he took too many.
Or he took too many. But, you know, 54 going on 55, isn't it really awesome to see where your life has brought you to at this point?
Oh, I am cherishing every minute of it. And honestly, based on my research on our own genetic makeup, if we take care of ourselves, Garrett, if we really honestly do a better job at taking care of ourselves, and that includes taking better care of our planet, we should be living to at least 150.
Holy cow. 150, that might be stretching it for me, because I had a few years in there where I didn't take such good care of myself, but I'm awful for a living longer. You know, and that might be a great topic for the next time you come on, because I know that there's a whole section of your website about weight loss and healthy living and all of that that we're not going to get to tonight, but that's something that I want to talk to you about in the future. You know, you do so much, Sol, and I think one of the things that I love about having you on here is we just have so much to talk about. We've also got a ton of people that have called in to either listen or to be part of the show. So I want to start asking some questions first about your wedding counseling services that you offer, because you and I have been on the same show before. You've also had me as a guest on your show. So, of course, we want to make sure we tell everybody about that in this hour as well. I'm amazed, I'm honored, I'm humbled at just the amount of things that you're doing for people. And one of the things that I really would love for you to spend some time and talk about is your program in counseling people getting married. For me, you know, I think that, you know, since it's June, it's wedding season, it's now would be a great time to go to Hawaii to get married. A lot of people just think it's, you know, let's go roll the dice and go through that drive-thru in Vegas and we're going to make it, baby. But, you know, you have a much more pragmatic, practical approach to doing it. I think it really lays a great foundation for people who are wanting to make a commitment to one another. Can you tell us about what you do with and for people?
I appreciate that. One of the things that I have found fascinating that so many couples, they're really lost. When it comes to the fact that, Garrett, when you tie the knot, you're really tying the knot not just between you and your partner, but for all practical purposes, you're tying a knot between your extended circles and your partner's extended circles. True?
Absolutely.
Your family, your friends, their family, their friends. That's quite a lot of knitting together, isn't it?
Well, you know, and it is, and I think some people honestly think, you know, because it is a quaint thought, and I've been in this spot before, but you think, so, oh, well, we love each other, and our love for one another can overcome all things. It sounds really great at 25, but at maybe 35 or 50, you know, you might start having second thoughts about, is our love enough? And I think that, you know, some of the things that you've shared with me really help put a lot of that into perspective for folks.
Exactly. What I love doing is catching people when they're about a year out from walking down the aisle, or they're a year out from reformalizing their commitment with each other. Because quite honestly, with all the laws recently changing, a lot of the GLBT marriages that I've done, these couples have been together longer than I've been alive.
Sure. Which is great.
So
and how many How many services have you performed, by the way? And I think I know the answer, but tell everybody who's listening tonight.
Well, I'm afraid I've passed it up since the last time we've talked. I'm now at 110.
Wow. So you've brought joy and peace to 110 different couples. That's fantastic.
And ironically, what's so funny is the way that I do people's weddings, every single one of them are like, we have never, ever experienced a wedding like that, ever. And I'm like, woohoo!
Well, now that you've opened up the gate, let's talk about that, because there's a whole set of steps and processes and things that you do as you're working with people to get ready for this big day. When people come to you for the first time, what is the conversation like on that first day?
Very first question that I ask people when they want to engage the program is, how willing are you to grow together, not just yourselves, but your entire family and friends network? How much are you willing to risk introducing moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, co-workers, classmates? How much knitting are you in for? And if I already see deer in the headlights looks, it's like, I don't know that this program is for you.
Well, one of the things that you have talked about and that I've heard you speak on is the fact that a lot of people have a lot of blindness in their relationships. How does that impact how people are planning for their wedding day?
This is where it really gets fun. The wedding diary that I suggest people do is quite simple. I ask each person to think of four or five people that they really do love, they really do trust. They actually listen to what that person has to say. They're confident that that person is well-intentioned, meaning they're not going to be some bitchy queen or somebody who's going to try and break up the relationship. I mean, they really do admire that person. So select three to four people each, and I encourage them to do a continuum. I mean, people that have possibly known them all their lives, and possibly people that may have just met them at the latest networking party. I mean, really mix it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's possible, go ahead.
I was going to say, and so when you bring all of these entities together, what happens next?
What's fun is if it's possible to have a dinner together or something, that's great. But oftentimes that's not the case because, we're such a nomadic tribe. I say, all right, find some really nice diaries. Some really nice hardbound diaries, mail them out to your prospective folks and tell them, do not open up the envelope until you have your conference call. And then through the wonders of conference calls or, video sessions or whatever, you get everybody together and you tell them that you plan to be getting married in about a year, and then have them open up their package, open up their diary, and say to them, we want you to journal about your interactions with us. Every time something happens where you think it's something you want to note, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we want you to just journal a little bit and just keep it simple. We're not talking Gone with the Wind by any means, right?
Right.
Every 2 months, the people keeping the diaries are requested to mail their diary to the next person on the list, meaning they rotate. Over a 9-month period, you could have 6 to 8 people observing you in your relationship. What value do you think that will bring to the relationship?
Well, I think you're going to end up seeing a lot of things both about yourself and the person that you're intending to marry that maybe you haven't seen with the rose-colored glasses that you've had on.
Uh-huh. And what else?
I'm going to guess, Sol. Sol, I think I know the answer to this, so I don't want to say the answer. Do you want me to take a guess?
Do it. Come on.
Okay. Whatever you end up reading really is not about you. It's about the person that made the journal entry.
Ding, 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 ding. You got a bingo winner here, folks.
Okay. But why is that so important?
Anytime you're reading something in those diaries, you have to consider the perspective, right? Some of that stuff could be really opening up chasms of things that, oh my God, is this our crap or is it their crap, right?
Exactly.
So part of our last few months together with these diaries is they all come back, we sit down with them, and we review them. And I ask the couples, what do you think is valid? What do you think is their crap? And whatever you think is valid, let's dive into that.
What are some things that people have found that in reading the diary, both maybe surprising in a good way and then also maybe shocking in a maybe not so great way?
Well, since most of the couples that I've been hitching are same-sex couples, one of the more sad components of this is people who, the couples that thought that they were pretty open-minded and pretty accepting of their relationship, there's some internalized homophobia that begins to seep out.
Really?
Yep.
I would find that kind of shocking, just, you know, given the nature of, you know, how things are going. But, and you're finding that, you know, through, well, I guess these journal entries that are written, they're anonymous. So unless you really know the people's handwriting, you're going to take a wild stab. Is it Aunt Martha or my brother, you know, Frank?
And ironically, even the couples discover they've got their own internalized homophobia. It's
really?
So deep rooted. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, do you think that's because of the age of the people, or is it, I mean, do you find it with young and old?
It depends. It's actually more about the person's spiritual or religious dogma that they have decided to bathe themselves in. And my point to all of the diaries is, if you're going to be asking these people to support you as a couple after you tie the knot, doesn't it behoove you not only to be as healthy as you can be as a couple, but the people who you're going to be asking to be their support network, shouldn't they be kind of healthy too?
Well, that's a good point, you know, because, I mean, you know, I've seen Jerry Springer and I've seen, you know, those types of shows that are on TV, and I don't think any of those people have ever seen a healthy relationship. And in fact, if I think if they did see a healthy relationship, they would think it's dysfunctional because it actually works.
Oh, you're certainly onto something there.
Yeah. So you have another really cool program that you talk to your folks about. But before we do that, I want to go to some of the callers that we have here tonight and see what they would like to add to the mix tonight. Our first caller is going to be coming from Marcia. Marcia, welcome to Rated G Radio. How are you today, live from Boston?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, Marcia. What would you like to add tonight?
Well, all I can say is to meet Soul Dancer and all that he offers has been one of the most rewarding experiences for me. And I don't want to steal the buzz, but that's almost how I'm feeling ever since I started taking his program. It's just I've been on this, like as if I'm riding this wave, and it doesn't stop. And it's so awesome. I think I better let Soul actually explain the program, but this program is a program that anyone should, I don't care if you're in business, not in business, if you're just searching for your grand purpose, it is a wonderful, wonderful program to consider. And I'm going to tell you, I've never felt like this before. I've learned so much. I get to explore my world, myself, and my worth, and it's just a wonderful feeling, it really is.
Marcia, how long have you been studying with Soul?
Only 4 months.
Only 4 months. Wow.
Only 4 months so far.
I love it. So, what's one thing that you've learned about yourself in this process?
Well, the one thing I learned about myself, I believe, is that I realized that I really had no idea how to figure out what my worth was, and I had no idea of the fact that there was really, I didn't know what balancing in receiving and giving really was, and that's something that I just am starting to process for myself. I'm no longer afraid to say yes. I can ask for somebody to give me some payment for what I'm worth. Because before, that was like a block in my head. It was like I had been in programs where, you know, everything was free. You know, everybody wants to get something for free, right? But how does that work to balance out anything if we're all trying to get something for free and we aren't willing to pay for somebody's worth? And I really learned a great lesson with that.
That's a great place to start. And so, Sol, do you want to, well, first, I'll let Sol, do you want to respond or say anything to Marcia?
Well, just in case you think that this is a paid placement and that I'm sending Marcia a check, just on the off chance that you're thinking, yeah, right, Marcia, one of the interesting things that I do with our classes is I record them and I put them out on our blog talk, my show, and you can actually hear the changes in people as they go through the program. It is absolutely real live radio. It's kind of like a live TV, but this is live radio.
Right,
so
on.
Whole,
Marcia, go ahead.
The whole balancing thing, you know, Garrett, one of the things that troubles me is we've become so skeptical as a culture that we really are blocking our ability to receive. And I don't know about you, but I have to take a breath in before I take a breath out, yeah?
Most times I'd say that's a good way to go.
Airlines, they tell you to put the mask on first, right?
Exactly.
So to witness someone like Marcia, who, quite honestly, you know, when I met Marcia, I thought, Marcia, you should already know this. And all of a sudden now there's something that we're doing that Marcia's finally allowing that inner wisdom to wake up, and to me that rocks.
Marcia, it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I feel good. I feel I'm in the right place. I'm doing what I enjoy doing, and I no longer have a difficult time asking people to come and join me in this journey, to come and see what this is all about. And honestly, the PR work is awesome. I can't help it. I had to add that in there.
Marcia, thanks for your call today. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks, my dear. Take care. Well, I want to probably spend the second half of the show talking about your program, Pay Me What I'm Worth. So before we do that, I want to kind of wrap up on the wedding program that you have. One of the things that I am so intrigued by, and I still don't really understand all the components, I'm going to ask you to explain this to us, Sol, is that, you know, a lot of times you'll have people that say, boy, it'd sure be nice to have that dream wedding in Hawaii, but there's no way I could ever afford to do something as fantastic as that. And I've heard you explain how you make that a potential reality for a lot of folks. Can you dive into that with us?
It's simple. Very, very simple. Garrett, do you remember when you went to class?
Not much.
I mean, did you have to pay tuition to go to class?
I had to write a big check every semester, and it was painful. Yes, I do. That
All
part
right.
I remember,
well,
Sol.
I figured as much. And have you paid off the student loans?
Well, for the sake of this argument, we're going to say yes at, you know, this stage of the game. So, yes, I have. Okay.
All right. I offer a couple the same class Marcia was just talking about, and we brainstormed the fact that for all intents and purposes, you want the healthiest, happiest people to support you in your marriage. Yeah?
Absolutely.
We reach out to their network, explain what we're doing. It all boils down to all of the people that are going to be showing up to their wedding, possibly their family, their friends, their extended networks. I literally have hundreds of people taking the class all together at the same time. All of them are paying a tuition. And the couple that's orchestrating all of this receives 70% of the tuition that they help generate.
And how does that tuition end up helping them with their dream wedding and honeymoon and all of that?
Well, so far I've paid for 14 people to have a first class 14-night, 15-day first class wedding and honeymoon. And I've also paid for both sets of parents' first class round trip.
That's a great place to start. What about other things that are, you know, very common in having a new or newer relationship? Do you coach people on, you know, how to make it like a good down payment on a house or other investing and things like that?
Oh, totally, totally. In fact, just recently, the most recent couple, let's just say that they're going to be a family a little sooner than they thought.
Oh, my.
And so because one of them wants to be the at-home parent,
okay,
they have decided to give up, to quit their job. So what we did is we ran some numbers, and we figured out what would it take to have 5 years' worth of living expenses in the bank. And that's our number that we targeted, and we reached it.
Wow, congratulations, well, both to you and to the couple. That's fantastic.
It really is old-fashioned way. I mean, come on, Garrett. You know what a barn-raising party is, right?
Sure. That's, yeah, yeah. You're just putting it on a sexy spin with Hawaii.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that. Soul?
I mean, I'm taking something everybody – we've got rent-raising parties. We've got all of these – what are these Kickstarters and GoFundMes.
Exactly.
All of this social begging that goes on. Well, I just quite frankly say take a class, and I'm going to help the people who organized it do something that accomplishes their dream.
Perfect, perfect. Well, you're a dream maker. But let's get to another dream caller. We've got Christina who is calling in tonight. Christina, you're live with Soul here on Red G Radio. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show. And no, Soul, I'm not going to a silent retreat on the island.
Damn! Oh, I thought I could use public pressure. Oh, well.
Lest you forget, we've been studying together going on 5 months. I now know my boundaries, and I can hold them firmly.
I love it. I have to give a shout-out to Christina because she has brought some of the most amazing people on her journey with her. And she is opening up to a network that I'm meeting some just outstanding people. So in gratitude, Garrett, I just adore this woman. I want to give her kudos and shout-outs. And what can I say? She's an angel.
Right on. Well, Christina, tell us about your experience with Soul. How did you end up meeting him? And what's been probably the most important lesson you've learned so far?
We met in a Google Plus community. And I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure Soul commented on one of my posts, and we got to talking, and he mentioned that we needed to get together and talk, and he put his phone number in, or we could do a Skype call. I'm not so certain that he's used to people just being like, all right, cool. So we hopped on a Skype call, and it was all she wrote from there. It was like he was in my. It was like he was in my head from the beginning. We were definitely on the same page on a lot of things.
Right on. Well, what's your big takeaway so far?
You know, Garrett, I've got to say, my biggest takeaway, and it seems to change daily because I'm growing so much daily. But I would say my biggest takeaway is that it all starts with me. Me feeling like I'm always exhausted and depleted from giving, and never getting to take. Me feeling frustrated because why aren't people getting it, the subtle hints that I'm putting out, me wanting more for other people than they want for themselves, and me even having challenges with my business when it comes to asking for the sale and things like that. All of that, all of it absolutely starts with me.
I love it. What do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months, next year, Christina?
I want to continue this growth process that I'm on right now. I absolutely know as much as I've grown already, and we haven't even actually started. We're just now starting the fifth month. I can only say that and the way I feel now, and as much as I've already grown as far as my leadership, as far as my upping my attractor factor, and as far as I feel with my desire to help other people reach the same level and beyond that I'm at, it's going to be a fantastic thing. I'm already awesome. I can't even imagine what it'll be like after these next 6 months are over with.
I love it, Christina. You shine brightly already. I'm going to say thank you for your call, and we're going to move on now. Sol, let's go and let's dive in then. So what is this program that you know, Marcia and Christina are talking about? I'm not really familiar with it. I think it's the, you know, it has to do with pay me what I'm worth, but I need to know about that too. So what's going on?
Well, in a nutshell, let's get real. And I want to say thank you to Christina for sharing, because one of the things I'm most proudest about Christina is there's a very common issue that I find in people, and that's what I call the hero makers. They want to be the hero in someone's life. They want to help someone accomplish. They're on a mission for someone else, but they forget about themselves, right?
It happens.
When you take back your own power, when you realize that all of a sudden I'm just as worthy of being successful as someone else, and you're not going to do someone else's work for them, kaboom! So the program is really quite simple. Gary, I'm curious, if you were to open up your address book and you went down the lists, how many people could you put a check mark by that would answer yes to this question? And the question is, I'm paid what I'm worth.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you for, a lot of folks, I mean, I know the work that I think they do, and I would say that I think that they are undervalued, so I can't even imagine what they think that they're worth.
And this
That's
is beyond
a great question.
Penny, pound, or peso. I'm not, this is well beyond money. Pay me what I'm worth actually has nothing to do about money.
Well, then what does it have to do with?
It has to do with two ancient questions. The first question is, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, what are you here for? Your dog agrees.
Yeah, well, that's Sookie. She says, yes! Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, go ahead.
Let me flip this on your ear. What type of people, Garrett, do you find absolutely magnetized to? What are their traits?
Well, the people that I'm attracted to are self-starters, motivated people who are professional, ethical. They are, I say beautiful inside and out, but you've met pretty people who are really ugly on the inside, and that ugly on the inside comes shining very vibrantly outward. I don't like that. I like people who are really genuinely beautiful. I think that translates outward as well. People who are, creative and who just really, have a great gratitude and appreciation for what life has to offer. So, I have pictures in my head of, different people when I see, when I'm thinking about these things, and, they definitely come to mind. And I think it's easy for me to focus on those types of people because they share very similar traits and they're people that I relate to.
Is it fair to say that they've had to do a decent amount of wake-up work?
I would think so, because I think that unless you do, that type of work on yourself, and, Sol, you and I have talked about this. When I moved to California, I was skeptical about drinking the California Kool-Aid, and now I buy it at the 5-gallon drum at the Costco. So, I think that, if you don't do some of that self-work along the way, you're just going to be this broken toy, and you're bound to just keep repeating the same broken scenarios time and time and time again. And it's great that, that's the place that you want to be, but, you have to get past that and move forward to make healthier decisions and lead a happier life.
Bingo. So I take you on a little journey. It's a 12-month journey, and the reason why I make it a 12-month journey is because, Garrett, we go through different things at different stages of the year. True?
Absolutely. You're going to have something different happen in June than you are in December.
The different holidays, the different family gatherings, your different spiritual or religious traditions, all of them have a way of dinging you. Well, there's potential worth decay in every one of those situations, yeah?
Absolutely, and actually, worth decay was one of those terms I had been searching on your website earlier and found, and I thought, I've got to ask him about worth decay. What is worth decay?
Well, you know what tooth decay is, yeah?
Sure.
How does that happen?
Well, you don't brush your teeth and you eat too much crap.
more often than not, tooth decay starts with us really not even knowing what's happened, right?
Oh, sure. You bet.
You know, unless we're really diligent about going to the dentist, and we've got the hygienist going,
right.
Garrett, are you flossing? Ahem.
Right.
You don't even know what's happening half the time, right?
No, you don't.
And then one morning, you drink something or you eat something, and all of a sudden a tooth goes, ah! Right?
Absolutely.
And depending on where you're at in your life and what's going on, well, I don't have time to go to the dentist. I don't have the money. Whatever the excuse is, right?
It's always, you know, you always find something.
And so it gets worse and worse and worse until finally you really are in such pain you have no choice but to go to the emergency dental clinic to get it dealt with, right?
And that's not the best time to do it.
Correct. Worth decay is something very similar. Think about this, especially in Hollywood. What is one of the biggest factors in Hollywood that erodes a person's viability?
Well, it's their appearance.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden you're not picture perfect, now what?
Well, you better hope they're casting for Planet of the Apes Volume 6.
Is it fair to say you're feeling worth less?
Yeah, you're good. Absolutely. Great, yeah.
Appearance, age, access to resources, access to power, access to movers and shakers. All of these different things, think of that as worth decay. As we age, it's easy for us to think, oh, my God, I can't do what I used to do, right?
I try not to believe that anymore, but you are correct. I mean, it's very easy to fall into that trap of I'm not worthy.
And for my tribe, gay men, they even need to extrapolate on worth decay when it comes to the society's concerns around homosexuals.
Well, you know, I think because we identify with that tribe, it's very easy for us to find all the things that become very easy for us to pick apart at ourselves and each other. But I think any social group anywhere have their own little idiosyncrasies and things that you know, berate and beat down, you know, their own self-esteem on a regular basis. So I think it's easy for us to pick on gay men, but I think it's just as easy for anybody else in any other social network. But that's,
oh, totally
that's just
agree.
Me, though. Okay, cool.
As a concrete example, I mean, what I take you on is a journey where we first identify where are you decaying when it comes to your sense of worth. What's happening in your life? Did you lose a relationship? Did someone die? Were you fired? Did you transition? Did you move? Did you gain a bunch of weight? Did you lose a bunch of weight? Did you, you know, where is it that all of a sudden where you were once confident, you're no longer confident? So the journey that we go on, we start out on a very pragmatic level, and we begin to identify those things, and then we begin to recognize that that decay or the concept of it is bull hockey.
That's big.
As we age, as I age, as you age, as every listener ages, in my mind, you become more precious. Every day, I don't know about you, Garrett, but every day I try to learn something a little bit new about myself. Yeah.
Learning new things is great. I like to learn that if I can do, you know, if I can push myself physically, that makes me feel better about myself. I don't know about you.
Yes, that adds to your value.
So, if we have, you have 12 months to go through your program, and I'm not asking you to reveal your program here because, of course, you'll want people to sign up for it, and that's what we're here to do is talk about how people can help improve their lives. But what would somebody expect either like in the first month of the first lesson or the first experience with you as far as dipping their toe in the Soul Dancer pond?
Well, first off, anybody who mentions this show or anybody who mentions your radio show, G-Rated Radio, should they sign up for our master's self-paced course, I'm going to help your favorite cause to the tune of at least a 51% gift of what they're going to pay. Right now,
that's very
cool.
Let's talk about that. So, one of my favorite charities locally here is the Seal Beach Animal Care Center in Seal Beach, California. They're just right up the road from where I live in Huntington Beach, and they are as no-kill shelter as you possibly can get, and they are always helping pets near and far here in the Orange County area to, you know, get them out of kill shelters and just trying to help help find new forever homes for a lot of these fur kids.
And they crossed your path simply because they're nearest to you?
Well, they crossed my path for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I was aware of them for a long time before this really came about, but about a year and a half ago, I have very good friends who ended up rescuing they call it Babita, but it's their, you know, teacup chihuahua that they rescued. The Seal Beach group found these six homeless puppies all in the same litter wandering on the beach, and they wrapped them all up, brought them into the, the care center, got them, you know, all fixed up and put them out for adoption. And when John and Kelly went and got Babita, and, you know, they were gushing about how fantastic the people were and how well the center was run and how well the animals were loved and cared for. And that just really put a special place in my heart for this group. So that's, in addition to being close to home, which was convenient, it's, I also have, the personal story from John and Kelly when they adopted their dog about a year and a half ago. So that's, they're good folks.
Sweet. Well, I look forward to collaborating such that your listeners, as they listen to this show and they get intrigued about the program we're about to talk about, they want to dive into this program, I'll donate at least half of what they're going to pay in tuition. Sound familiar?
It does. And thank you very much for that. That would be fantastic. So I know that goes a long way. So anybody who does that, thank you very much. Before we start talking a little bit more about Pay Me What I'm Worth here, Sol, we've got a bunch of other callers here, and I have not pre-screened them, but I would love to try to bring them on the line. Do you feel like saying hello to some more callers?
All right. Go for
it. Okay, let's do it. So without knowing who any of these people are, area code 831, you are live with Sol Dancer. Welcome to Rated G Radio.
Hi, guys.
Rob Watson. It's Mr. Watson.
Yeah. Rob, how are you tonight? You are the one
I'm good.
Recognize, but there you go.
So I was wondering how you were going to do that. So yeah, actually, I've got a question that's more for both of you and kind of a common ground because, full disclosure, I know each one of you and have worked with you on different shows and different mediums. So Garrett on his album Blonde Jesus has a song called I Am, and I don't know if you've heard that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, then, hopefully, I find it's an amazing song, and it always puts me in this place of possibility and vision, very much like you were talking about at the top of the show. My question, and it's really to both of you, is sort of a deep and profound, but, you know, digging deep for each of you, what do you see the spiritual core being? I've talked to both of you, I've worked with you, and I've never asked this question as to what do you each go to as the source of that inspirational possibility?
Soul?
Oh, sure. Pass it off to me first.
Yeah, you're the guest.
I was going to say, nice pass, but whatever.
All right. The most extraordinary teacher that I find myself in utter adoration is gratitude. The more I open my heart, my soul, up to the miracles of gratitude, even for those things that most people think I should be put in an insane asylum for being grateful for, it's a teacher to me that to ferret out what can I honestly be happy about, what can I be grateful for. I have a gratitude journal that's 365 pages long. The first page represents January 1st. The only entry that goes in on that page is like a bullet point item. I write down a name, or 2 to 3 words of what I was grateful for on that day. And I've kept that journal for 25 years. And so I can look at that journal on page 1. On January 1st, I've got 24 entries that I can pull and remind myself how blessed my life is. I have 365 pages with 24 entries of gratitude. That alone is priceless to me, and it is the most valuable teacher for me to learn and grow from.
I think that's really intense. I guess I'm asking for even a step beyond that. I'm asking really more on the metaphysical level. What, you know, are we? Do you see us as human beings on a stone planet that are kind of creating these wonderful forces out of, you know, a brain in our head that is zapping this stuff out? Or do you see the cosmic substance as being something other than that?
Both. One of the more fascinating trainings that I have, the more woo-woo-esque stuff, is opening up my eyes to the reality that I'm living in, we're living in, something that is so fluidic and so abundant. Think about the abundance. I mean, living in Hawaii is just, I can't escape the abundance. And so these people that are caught in poverty consciousness, these people that are caught in the lack mentality, I don't have enough this, I don't have enough that, actually are blocking what they're supposed to be having. So part of my journey is to say to people, do you ever find that you're spending more time blocking your joy than just receiving it?
That's a great point.
So how much time do you spend, Saul, keeping yourself open to receiving joy? Because I love that thought, and I will tell you, I do struggle with that. As well. And I will, you know, today was a fine example. I had something that was going on, and I'm the type of person that wants to write a letter, and then I go outside and I burn it, and I said, you know, with, you know, love and light, I'm releasing this to you, God, or universe, or whatever you want to say, but that's what I say. And I just kind of like put it out there and let it go. And I find that that helps me on a huge level. And I don't know why, and I don't remember who encouraged me to start writing the letters and then going out and trashing them, but I do that for that. I separately also have the gratitude journal. You're much more diligent at it than I am. I have a different process that I use, but I appreciate hearing that, Saul. But wow, that I think, I mean, you're very profound today. Are you? You're always profound.
Oh, God. It's only tapping into what we all tap into. What Rob is tapping into, Garrett, what you're tapping into, what every listener is tapping into, we're all tapping into the same thing. It's now, how do we actually receive it? What lenses are currently in play? Do we have greed in play? Do we have, oh, woe is me in play? Do we have manipulation in play? What do we got in play that's blocking the true flow of things?
Rob, what about you? Let's turn the tables. What about you?
Neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, I know. It's like it is hell when it's his show. he gets the call. what is my core? What is my what you're turning on me? The rock that we're standing on and the human limitations are not figments of our imagination, but they are creations that are much more malleable than we are led to believe in what we've experienced as human beings. I think we have far more limitlessness to our potential. And I believe that there are two core forces that really exist and one is not really a force at all. It's an illusion of a force. And the two forces, one is love, which is who, Gary, when you were talking about going out and burning a letter to that, you know, that's what I'm burning it to, is to the power of love, not romantic Valentine love, but, I mean, the core power of love, which is the principle of the more you give away, the more you have. You know, it's like that we experience in our human lives when we love someone, we get to experience that. And I think that principle is the driving principle of everything. And then the other factor that shows reality is fear. And that, you know, as being the opposite of love, but that's the one that colors everything and colors us to the point of the development of personal egos that are the manufacturers of everything Soul is talking about in terms of what's really blocking us. So there's my postcard of life, spirituality, and the universe as we know it.
There we go. Rob, I'm going to say thanks for your call, and we're going to move on from that fascinating topic right now, and let's get back to the pay me what I'm worth. Because so one of the things that I want to make sure people that are listening tonight understand is what the program how they sign up for it, what they should be expecting from a time standpoint, from how much time do they need to be spending either daily, weekly, monthly on this, all of the good stuff. So tell us more about your program.
I appreciate that, Garrett. I think the most important thing I can say here in the 10 minutes we have left is if you're contemplating the notion that it's really time to make a change, I've been blessed with Christina Irving, with Marsha, with other folks, Julia Colon, with Patty, with Chelsea Well. I mean, I have been blessed by attracting to me people who they're ready, Garrett. They're absolutely ready to make a profound change. How many people do you know are going to say, you know what? I'm worth 3 hours a week for me. I'm going to put me in my calendar for at least a total of, you know, a half hour here, an hour there, 10 minutes here. I'm going to put me in my calendar for at least 3 hours.
3 hours sounds like a lot of time, but when you break it out over the course of a week, you know, you've got 24 hours in a day. So do you have, look at 10
right
minutes
there,
here or an hour there?
Generally, when I screen people for the program, we have a 30-minute intake call. And right there, when I feel this reluctance that, oh, my God, how am I going to make 3 hours of a day or 3 hours a week for me, right there I'm going to say, here's your best bet. Why don't you do our self-study program? It's all completely self-directed. You do it at your own pace, your own time. You call in to our regularly scheduled conference calls Monday and Tuesday nights when you can. Just go that route. No, if you start chapter one on June and all of a sudden it's February of the next year and you're finally on chapter two, rock on. Pick up and keep going.
I like it. So there's not pressure that, okay, you know, I'm falling behind. I'm not doing it, you know, the way everybody else is doing it, and I'm screwing it up.
Yeah. However, the trade-off is when we get involved in teams where it's more of the cohort sort of thing, I mean, magic happens. I mean, come on, Garrett, when people get to start to know you, I've had people in teams of less than 2 months old where complete strangers have made observations. I run my classes along the lines that if you start preaching, like, you know, Garrett, your problem is if you just, wrong answer.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had a technical difficulty. He had dropped the call. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
These observations that people intuit, they tap into that oneness that we were just talking about. It's like somebody's guide is talking to somebody's guide. They're playing etheric telephone tag. And somebody will just say, you know, Garrett, I'm getting a hit on. Is this, what do you think of this? And blah, blah, blah. And then, bam, all of a sudden your eyes are going, holy crap.
Is that a good thing?
That's the magic of the group.
Okay.
I always I tease people. Come on, has this ever happened to you, Garrett? Have you lost something in the house and you ransacked the house trying to find it and you can't find it?
Oh, that happens more often than I'm going to admit to you.
Okay. And then do you give up and you think, okay, I bought it at such and such a place, and you go to such and such a place and you go look to buy another one, right?
I've done that as well.
And you get to such and such a place and you know it's there because you bought it there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't find it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you break down and ask the clerk?
You know, now that I'm getting older, I have to admit, Sol, I don't have a lot of patience any longer. So if I can't find it on my first path through, I'm grabbing the first person with a name badge, and I don't care if they work there or not, they're going to go find it for me. So, yes, I do.
All right. Well, you're above the curve there. A lot of guys I know, they're so obstinate. But anyway,
yeah.
I'll finally break down, and I'll... you know, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. Do you guys still carry blah, blah, blah? And they'll look at me like I'm needing a white cane because they'll point at it right in front of my bloody nose.
Sure, sure.
And so it's like, fine, in utter disgust, I'll buy it. I'll take it home. I'm taking it out of the bag. Garrett, what do you think I find within 3 minutes of taking out my brand-new bought item?
The old previously brand-new bought item that's sitting right to the right of your hand or the left of your hand.
Bingo.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Well, consider me your clerk on this 12-month journey.
Oh, I like that. Well, then I'm calling you all the time saying, Sol, where is it?
And then you're going to get frustrated. I'll say, well, after you finish this exercise, you'll
right.
never have to
yeah.
ask that question yeah. ever yeah. again.
It's funny because that's funny. I'll be honest with you. I learn by doing. I don't learn by having somebody tell me, you know, but I will always ask and just tell me the answer. But now I'm learning, okay, tell me the answer, but I'm writing down word for word exactly what you're saying so I won't have to ask you again. So I'm trying to be better about that. But I think that's a great teaching concept here. So we've got 2 minutes left. I don't know where this hour has gone. I told you this is going to fly by. Real quick, so we can, you know, get everything in that we need to in these last 2 minutes, what do people need to know? Where do people go? And any last closing words, thoughts, statements that you'd like to share?
Well, first and foremost, Garrett, thank you for allowing me to share your airwaves.
Thank you very much. You come back anytime.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about something intriguing about that. Folks, if you're curious about what I'm up to, the easiest way is just come visit PAY and then the numbers 411. .co. So the word pay, the numbers 411.co, and just start poking around. And I'm going to warn you, Garrett, if you come visit the site, treat it like a buffet. Just nibble. There's a hell of a lot there.
Nibbling is good. Nibbling is very good. Very good. So last words of wisdom for any of the listeners out there tonight?
Well, in gratitude, I bow to you and to everyone who is just taking time to take a breath and to savor the wisdom that you provide on your weeknight shows. I really look forward to coming back again. And, folks, we're cooking up something special. You're going to hear about it later. So, Garrett, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sol. Everybody, just a real quick recap. We're going to have Lisa Pini on a special 4 p.m. show tomorrow night. So make sure to tune in. I'd say tune in. Call in at 3:45 if you'd like to have your questions answered by Lisa. Wednesday, we have Trucker Patty back on. She's talking about transgendered issues for the month of June. Thursday, we have the Sydney surfer, Mr. Mark Dip DePena. He's going to be reciting poetry and talking about life in the wintertime of Australia. He's down in the Sydney region. And then Friday, we have New Age electronic dance music artist Troy Maturo. He's going to be our VIP special guest star on the Friday Night Dance Party. And I'll encourage you to tune in live at 7 p.m. If you're listening across the pond on Chat and Spin Radio or West Star Radio Network on your drive time home, number one, thank you for letting us be part of your evening today. Drive safe. Don't drive distracted. We will be back live on Tuesday night, and I can't wait to have you be part of the show. And so on behalf of Soul Dancer, thank you very much. Make sure to go to pay411.co if you are looking for more information on how to find out about Pay Me What I'm Worth. And we will have Sol back on a upcoming episode super, super soon. Everybody, it's been Rated G Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.